funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you.
And with you.
I must say at the beginning, it is wonderful to be here. Last Easter, it was like an empty tomb here in the cathedral. Today, it is filled with faith, your faith, our faith, and it is good to be here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I greet each one of you and your families for this Easter day, and hope that Easter joy will continue with you throughout your life. To those who are watching on television or streaming, to all of you, welcome and happy Easter. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and your blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
This is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak, and he said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness, that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. This is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
They looked into the empty tomb and they believed. That is a journey of faith. That's not something that we just automatically accept. Some of us even here today, or maybe watching or listening, still have that struggle. Is it really true? Could it be? Can it be? That one who has died has been raised. The one who died and has been raised was not just any person. It was the person that we celebrated on Christmas as God becoming human in the flesh. Our God, our Jesus Christ, God and man. It is that person who rose from the dead. And that is what is proclaimed on this Sunday. This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad because of this miraculous moment, not only in his life, but in the life of every human being. Have you ever had a sleepless night? Have you ever had a night when you just could not get to sleep? Think about it. What was going on? Was there an anxiety? Was there a sense that something happened and I failed, or something's going to happen and I don't want it to happen? Think of those sleepless nights. I was wondering this weekend, especially after Good Friday and Saturday morning, did Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Salome, those that came to the tomb reported in John's gospel today, what about Peter and James and John, Philip and Bartholomew? What about all those people that were following Jesus, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus? After Jesus died, did they just go to sleep the next night and say, oh, well? When you think of Mary, the two Marys, and Salome arriving at the tomb, that's what brought it up. Did they sleep the night before? How early was it that they arrived at the tomb? Could it have been so early that because they couldn't sleep? What was in their heart? What was on their mind? Had their hopes been shattered? Were they afraid? They obviously had been ridiculed in the community, their neighborhoods. They had been laughed at for following this itinerant preacher who appeared to be doing miracles with those who were blind and lame, lepers, who ate with sinners, who sat down with the tax collectors. They put their trust in this person because they lived under a prophecy that a Messiah would be sent, and this, for them, was the one. Did they sleep at night, that night before? And when they found the empty tomb, they thought, as we heard in the gospel today, that he had been taken away. They weren't there yet that he had been raised from the dead. They went back to Peter and to John, who rushed to the tomb. Did they sleep the night before? But when they went in, they saw and they believed. Think about later in that afternoon of the first Easter Sunday, those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, which we will read about soon in this Easter season. They were downtrodden. We thought this was the one. We put all our hopes in this person. And now he's gone. But what happened to them? Peter and John believed. These two had not yet believed. But when Jesus invited himself to their homes, or they invited him, he began to speak the words that we hear every Sunday from the prophets, and recounting what he had already said, probably on the Sermon on the Mount and all of these other things. And then he broke the bread, our Eucharist. They believed. That's what this day is all about. The journey of faith from unbelief to maybe a little skepticism to belief. That's what you and I are called to, brothers and sisters, as we make our own journey of faith, or what we can call a holy journey of life, with Colossians, to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. You have moments, I have moments, when I think it's all lost. You have moments, and I have moments, when I think my failures will never get me anywhere. You have moments when your faith may be ridiculed by someone down the street or a coworker. Why would you believe in that nonsense? This is nothing new. It was there at the very beginning with those who followed Jesus Christ. And yet that candle reminds us of the outcome of that crucifix. He died for us. So much did he love us, and does he love us? And he rose again to give us hope, to give us light. And so if you're not sleeping, tonight or tomorrow or 2 weeks, maybe a little turn toward him in your own heart and say, give me the light that I can understand. Give me that presence which you promised. Another promise, I will be with you. The last words in the Gospel of St. Matthew, I will be with you until the end of the age. How do you experience him risen from the dead? How do I experience him risen from the dead? Is it just a sleepless night? Where I worry? Where I turn in on myself? How can I solve this problem? How will I get beyond this? Why did he do that? Why did she do that? I got to get back. I got to revenge. Or do we say, Lord Jesus, you are risen from the dead. Come, Lord Jesus. You know that that was in the early church, one of the first proclamations, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Come at the end of time, yes, but come today. St. Peter said in his first sermon, and it's interesting if you go back and read it today, he accounts for all the things that Jesus did. But when he gets to the resurrection, he said that not all are witnesses to this. Not all. We can look around in our own connections, in our town, our families. Not all believe this. Is that their fault? Faith is a gift. What you and I are called to do, if we are not, maybe not there, but we're on this journey of faith, is to do as a consequence of what we are about to do, and that is to renew our baptismal promises. I do believe in God the Father. I do believe in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead. I do believe in the Holy Spirit, whose life is in the church. And I do believe in the resurrection of the dead. I do believe in eternity forever. In other words, sisters and brothers, you and I are witnesses to this event. To this event that we celebrate today, you and I are witnesses. What kind of a witness do I give? What kind of a witness am I? And I'm not talking about preaching on the streets. I'm talking about the life we live, how we live, how we smile, how we greet, how we stand with people, how we accompany, how we may judge. It's not for us. And so on this day, I want to thank you for the faith that you have, for the journey that you are on. No matter where you are along that journey, you are on a journey. And the more and more that you say, come, Lord Jesus, speak to him because he is alive. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much he means to you. Come, Lord Jesus, and maybe it is, put me to sleep tonight. I trust you, or help me get through this day. He walked with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He is risen from the dead. Invite him to walk with you, walk with me, every moment of our life. If you'll now stand for the renewal of our baptismal promises. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so, now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism by which we once renounced Satan and all his works and promised to serve God in his holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, Do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, body, and life everlasting?
I do.
And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water in the Holy Spirit and bestowed on us the forgiveness of our sins, keep us in his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life.
Amen.
Get my mask. This most glorious day, as we gather together to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, let us gather the needs of our world and pray for the healing touch of the Lord.
For the church, that we may proclaim the risen Lord in word and action, giving hope to those in despair and new life to those who suffer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
that the peace of the risen Lord may reign in our hearts, our families, our communities, and every nation in the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the newly baptized throughout the world, and especially those here in our parish community, that their new life in the Lord may bring new life to the church and the world around them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, that we may bring that joy and love to our family members, to our friends, and to our neighbors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Maria Martinez, Susana Molina, and Mr. and Mrs. Tony Science, for the special attentions of Connie Cueva, and also a special prayer for all of those who have died from the coronavirus. Let us pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts, for all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
God, our Father, you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead because of his love and obedience to your will. We ask you to help us to be witnesses in our families, in our daily lives, in our work, in our communities, in our country, but most of all, to be witnesses of our love for you, because you have died and risen for us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Lord Jesus has put his prayer in our hearts, and so now on our lips we lift up this prayer to our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.